Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a subway jungle ride groove, the kind of dark, DJ-friendly DNB section that can stand on its own, but also live beautifully inside a mix. The big idea here is simple. We're not just making a loop, we're making a tool, something a DJ can blend into, ride for a few bars, loop if needed, and use as a clean transition point. So think like a DJ first, producer second. If the loop is easy to cue, easy to layer, and easy to exit from, it's doing its job. For this lesson, we're aiming for classic jungle and drum and bass energy around 172 to 174 BPM. We want a groove that feels rolling, a little menacing, and very controlled in the low end. The ride cymbal gives us forward motion. The sub gives us weight. The drums carry the impact. And the arrangement gives us the utility. Start by setting your tempo, then organize the session into simple groups. Drums, bass, atmos, and effects. That alone makes everything easier to think about. Then add arrangement markers for intro, main groove, variation, and mix out. If you're building a DJ tool, keep the phrasing clean. 8-bar sections are your friend. They give mix DJs room to work. Now let's build the drum foundation. You've got two strong approaches here. One is break-based, which gives you that classic jungle feel. Drop in a break, warp it to tempo, and if you want more control, slice it into a drum rack using transient detection. From there, tighten the pattern so the snare is still landing with authority on the backbeat, but leave enough space for the ride to breathe. You don't want the top end turning into chaos. The other approach is to program the drums from scratch. That can give you a cleaner DJ tool, which is often exactly what you want. Use a short, punchy kick. Layer your snare with some clap or noise for body and crack. Add ghost snares at lower velocity, maybe a little swung. Keep hats and percussion sparse so they support the groove instead of cluttering it. On the drum group, Ableton stock devices go a long way. Drum rack, simpler, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility are all you really need to get moving. On drum bus, start with a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and use the transient control if the break needs more snap. Just be careful not to overcook it. If the drums are fighting the ride in the upper mids and highs, back off. The goal is power, not glare. Now for the heart of the lesson, the ride groove. The ride is not the lead. It's the timekeeper. It's the thing that creates urgency without stealing focus from the snare and sub. Choose a ride sample that fits the vibe. A clean metal ride works. A slightly dirty jungle ride works. A short bell-like ride can work too. You can even layer a little noise on top if the sample needs more shimmer. A good starting rhythm might place ride hits in a syncopated pattern across the bar, with offbeat movement and a few 16th note pushes. The important thing is that it feels alive, not mechanical. In Ableton, load the ride into simpler, set it to one shot or trigger depending on how tight you want it, and program the rhythm in a MIDI clip. Then listen for how it sits against the drums. Processing-wise, keep it practical. High-pass the ride somewhere around 250, to 400 Hz so it stays out of the way of the low end. If it gets harsh, trim a little around 6 to 8 kHz. A touch of saturation can add body and help it cut through on smaller systems. A little drum bus or gentle compression can glue it into the drums. And if you use reverb, keep it short and controlled. Too much reverb turns the whole thing into cymbal soup pretty fast. If you want a really useful teacher trick, duplicate the ride and split the rolls. Let one ride carry the body, low in the mix. Let the second version be high-passed aggressively so it just adds sheen. Blend it carefully, that gives you energy without relying on one brittle sample. Next comes the subweight bass. Subweight means the low end feels deep and stable, but still disciplined. It needs to hit hard without flattening the whole groove. For that, operator is a perfect starting point. Set up a clean sine wave, keep the other oscillators off or very low, and shape the amp envelope so the note is fast and controlled. You can add a tiny bit of pitch envelope if you want a subtle thump at the start of the note. Keep the bass line sparse. This is a DJ tool, not a full vocal support bass line. Use a few root notes, maybe some offbeat movement, maybe an octave jump here and there. The key is to leave space for the kick to speak. If the bass line is too long, the groove loses that fast jungle tension. Then process it with care. Use EQ8 to remove unnecessary top end. Add saturator so the sub is audible on smaller speakers. Use sidechain compression from the kick with a fast attack and medium release so the kick can punch through cleanly. And keep the sub mono with utility. That mono discipline is a huge part of making DNB low end work properly. At this point, the groove should start to lock in. The drums drive, the ride pushes, and the sub anchors everything. Now listen for balance. The ride should lift the energy, not dominate it. The kick should stay solid. The snare should cut through clearly. The bass and kick should not smear together. If the ride is too sharp, soften it. If the snare disappears, pull the ride down a touch during snare accents. If the low end feels muddy, tighten the bass release and reduce resonance. These small moves matter a lot more than people think. In heavy jungle and DNB, microdynamics are everything. Now let's add atmosphere. A good DJ tool still needs a little space and mood. A dark texture, vinyl noise, a distant pad, a reversed cymbal, or an industrial hit can all help. Keep it subtle. High pass the texture so it stays out of the low end, and let it sit just below the surface. If you automate a little filter movement, the loop starts to feel like it's breathing instead of just repeating. This is also a great place to use an audio effect rack macro. Map one macro to things like filter cutoff, reverb send, and saturation amount. That gives you a single control for building tension during arrangement or even while jamming ideas out. Now think about the arrangement. A DJ-friendly structure is all about clear phrasing. For example, use an 8-bar intro with filtered drums and a restrained ride. Then let the groove open up in the next 8 bars with full drums, full ride, and the sub fully present. After that, bring in a varination section where you remove a hit, add a small fill, or change the bass note length. Then finish with a mix out that strips the sub first, reduces drum density, and leaves enough top-end information for the next track to blend in. This is where automation really starts to matter. Automate the ride filter cutoff. Automate the bass low pass or resonance. Automate the reverb send, the delay feedback, the drum bus drive, or even the utility gain on certain sections. A small automation change every 4 bars can make a loop feel much more intentional. And in DNB, a half-bar silence before a phrase change can hit harder than adding another sound. For transitions, keep it functional. Use reverse crashes, short risers, filtered noise bursts, snare rolls, and simple impact hits. Don't overdo cinematic effects. A classic move is to duplicate a snare on the last half-bar, add a little reverb send, bring in a reverse cymbal, then pull the sub out for a beat before the groove returns. That creates tension without killing the mixability. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make the ride too loud. If it dominates, the whole track gets tiring fast. Second, don't let the sub clash with the kick. That kills clarity immediately. Third, avoid drowning everything in reverb. Too much space makes the groove lose impact and makes it harder to blend in a set. Fourth, don't overcomplicate the arrangement. A DJ tool should be useful before it is fancy. And fifth, keep the low end mono. Always check mono compatibility, because huge stereo bass that disappears in mono is a problem waiting to happen. Here's a smart way to test your work. Print a rough loop and listen to it at low volume. If the energy disappears when it's quiet, your groove is probably relying too much on brightness instead of rhythm. Good DNB should still feel strong when the monitor level drops. For variation, try changing the ride phrasing every few bars instead of adding new instruments. Move a couple of ghost notes slightly ahead or behind the grid for more human feel. Mute the bass for half a bar at the end of a phrase. Let the ride get sparse for a moment, then bring it back in. These little edits create movement without clutter. Another useful trick is to separate the layers mentally. Sub equals weight. Mid bass or saturation equals grit. Ride and top percussion equal motion. If those jobs stay separated, your mix stays powerful. Here's a solid practice challenge if you want to finish this lesson properly. Build a 16-bar DJ tool in Ableton Live 12. Use one drum foundation, one ride sample, one sub sound, and one atmosphere layer. Keep the drums tight. Make the ride groove interesting but controlled. Make the sub deep and sparse. Add subtle automation. Then loop bars 9 to 16 and ask yourself a simple question. Does this work as something a DJ could actually use? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. So to wrap up, the formula is this: drums for impact, ride for motion, sub for weight, and arrangement for utility. Keep the ride purposeful. Keep the low end disciplined. Use automation for movement. Leave space for blending, and aim for that dark, rolling, mix-ready feel that makes jungle and DNB tools so powerful in a set. Build it clean, keep it heavy, and let it groove.